voice of the Lord on a number of occasions already at this particular point in his life, and the record that we have of his life, we find that the Bible tells us, beginning in the latter section of Genesis chapter number 11, about the way in which Abram departed from the Ur of the Chaldees, and he was following the direction of the Lord, and we find that the Lord appeared to Abram, and the Lord spake to Abram, and we've read a number of accounts already in which God tells us that he speaks with Abram. As we continue to journey through the biblical record of the life of Abram, and of course in just a short period of time his name will be changed to Abraham, and we often refer to him as Abraham, and we will find that there are many interactions between the Lord, God Almighty, and Abraham. And I'm so thankful when we read, and the Bible says that the Lord spake to Abram, and the Lord spoke to him, and we read that phraseology throughout the Scriptures, not only with regard to Abraham, but others as well. And what a joy it is to know that God speaks to His children. We understand this evening that God is not speaking to us in an audible voice like He did to Abraham and to many of the others that are written there within the Word of God, but I find that each time I open the Word of God, I understand that this book that we hold in our hands, the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means God breathed. We believe every word is God's word. And therefore, when I read my Bible, when you read your Bible, you're reading the Word of God. The Lord is speaking to you. And what a joy that is. We find that in this particular greeting that we find in verse number 1 of Genesis 15, I find it to be of great interest. For two reasons. Number one, the circumstances surrounding the greeting, and then coupled with the content of the greeting, the way in which the Lord, by revelation, is revealing more of His character to His servant. What a blessing that is. And so this evening, if you're taking notes, I want to title the message, A Memorable Greeting. There are some times in which we receive greetings from individuals, and they are more memorable than other greetings. And we find that Abraham will have a number of times in his life in which he receives greetings such as this. But again, this greeting, to me, from my perspective, is of great interest because of the circumstances and because of the content. It's interesting to me that right at the beginning of this verse of Scripture, the Bible says, after these things. If we could just pause there for a moment and offer a word of encouragement and comfort to the people of God, we understand this evening when we read those three words, after these things, we understand that God knows where you are. God knows what you're dealing with. He knows the circumstances that you're facing. After these things, we find contextually that is dealing with the subject matter, the content of Genesis chapter number 14. Of course, as we've spent 2 weeks looking at that content that is recorded in that passage of Scripture, we find that there's a great military campaign there in the Vale of Siddim, and we find that Lot had been taken captive, just as many others within that coalition had been taken captive, and Abram took his trained servants, and they went, and they recovered all, and God gave the victory. He had two meetings. We find that the first meeting, it was the king of Sodom that went out to meet Abram. But before that meeting took place, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, met with Abram. And we find that through the content of that meeting, that Abram was properly prepared to deal with what the king of Sodom would speak to him about. How critical our time with God is, and how precious our time with God is, and how He prepares us. But we find that here, as we notice these words, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision. God knew where he was. God knew what he was dealing with. We understand this evening that our God is actively involved in the affairs of His children. He knows where we are. He knows what we're dealing with. There are times in which perhaps we deal with circumstances in life, and we might let ourselves believe this. Does anybody understand? We can rest assured that God does. And God is actively involved in the affairs in the lives of His children. And we can rejoice in that this evening. And so we find that God comes to him in that moment, in that time, and notice what God says. Fear not, Abram. Fear not. We've mentioned as we study the book of Genesis that there are a number of times in which we'll find the first mention. This is the first mention in all of the Word of God that you'll read these words, fear not. We know that those words will be repeated. In fact, fear not is found 63 times in our Bible. We find that the phrase, be not afraid, another 26 times. And that phrase, fear thou not, is referenced 4 times in our Bibles. Now, you could couple a number of other truths within the Word of God dealing with the subject matter of fear, and you can find that there's many, many truths that God gives us with regard to not having fear and having the peace of God. We find that Abram receives this particular greeting from the Lord, and when the Lord begins to speak to him in this vision, he starts out by saying, "Fear not, Abram." And we think about this subject matter of fear. This is something that we deal with. It's an emotion that human beings deal with. And God says, fear not. As we look at the remainder of the text here over the next few moments, we'll find why it is that God is able to say to His children, fear not. And we find this evening that we could ask ourselves the question, why is it that Abram could possibly be fearful? I mean, when you read the content of Genesis chapter number 14, he's just experienced great victory. And we mentioned as we looked at Genesis chapter number 14, the importance of being close to the Lord during those times of victory and how God had orchestrated that meeting with Melchizedek, the king of Salem, to be able to give revelation to Abram and to help Abram to be prepared for that situation with Sodom, where he would come, the king of Sodom, where he would come in and make that proposition, if you will, to Abram. And we find that God says, fear not. Perhaps it's just a thought this evening. Perhaps Abram understood the possibility of a revenge attack. You find many times when you would think about this coalition that had been defeated and Abram went out, and remember he returned all, that they go back and they regroup and they're going to go after Abram. Now we don't know, it doesn't tell us that that's the content, but certainly that could be a thought that Abram would have. And God appears to Abram in those circumstances at this time after these events in Genesis 14, and he begins with the phrase, the greeting, fear not, Abram. You know, as God's people, we've not been given the spirit of fear. We're not to be a fearful people. We're to fear the Lord. We're to fear God. We're not to be afraid. And it's not that we have this some type of worldly perspective. I remember as a child, there was a name brand of some sort of not being afraid and so on and so forth. And you know, you'd have all of these particular things that you would talk about. But the reality this evening is that as a child of God, when I understand who God is and I understand what He is to me, then I don't have to fear the things of life because I know that my God's in control. And I know that He has a plan. We find that He says, fear not. And I want you to notice the next statement, I am thy shield. I am thy shield. Isn't that powerful? What a precious truth of the Word of God. What comfort and peace it would bring to the child of God to understand, and as we think this evening and look at this passage of Scripture and understanding again the context of all that has transpired historically with the record that is given, and God saying to Abram, fear not, I am thy shield. God is our protection. God is our protection. I want you to think about this truth that has been revealed to Abram, but we find that throughout the Word of God, there are a number of people that have been given a similar promise that He, God, is our shield, our buckler, and what a joy to have that understanding. Hold your place here in Genesis. We'll be back in just a moment. Turn to the book of 2 Samuel in chapter 22, if you will, and then we'll look at a few references over there in the book of Psalms. But in 2 Samuel chapter number 22, I want you to notice The Song of David, as it's often been referenced, and of course he's the sweet psalmist of Israel. But we find this in this text here in 2 Samuel chapter 22. The Bible says this in verse number 31, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect." See, David understood something about the fact that God was his shield or his buckler, and he's rejoicing and thanking the Lord for understanding. We understand here in verse number 31 that the word buckler is used. If you back up into the text of Scripture in verse number 3, the Bible says this. We'll look at verse number 2 with it. "And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In Him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence." The word shield and the word buckler in the Hebrew is the same exact word. They're synonymous one with the other. It's the same Hebrew word. We find that here David recognizes this precious truth that the Lord is my shield. He is my buckler. And this evening we find that it's a personal reference that David gives, and he's understanding. And I wonder this evening, how often do we go through life when we journey, when we deal with the things of life and all that life brings our way, how often do we enter each day understanding the Lord is my shield? He's my buckler. He is my protection. And Abram is given this greeting, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield." Psalms, the book of Psalms, we'll look at a number of verses. Psalm 3 to begin, and look at the third psalm, if you will, and we'll look at the third verse of this particular psalm. Of course, it's a psalm of David. We use that passage in 2 Samuel 22, and we'll see a number of references here throughout the psalms where David is repeating this wonderful truth of the Word of God. It says this in Psalm 3 and verse 3, "But Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head." Turn over to chapter number 18, if you will. Look at verse number 2. I want to look at verse number 1 along with it. In verse number 1, it says this, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." Now, let me submit to you this evening that when you understand these things about who God is, we started our series on Wednesday evening. We returned to the study of the book of Titus, and we picked up with the sound doctrine aspect of what's being dealt with there in Titus 2 and verse number 1, and we dealt with bibliology, and on Wednesday evening we started the section dealing with theology and understanding who God is. When you understand who He is, it really changes your life. And we find that because the psalmist understood the Lord is my rock, and he goes through and lists all of the things that God is to him, notice the response, notice the result of understanding who God is, "I will call upon the Lord." You're going to call upon Him because you understand who He is. You're going to call upon Him because you understand what He can do. And we find that the psalmist says, "Who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies." Look down and look at verse number 30. The Bible says this, "As for God, His way is perfect." Very similar to what we just read in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 31. "The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him." Psalm 28 and verse number 7. "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him." Psalm 33 and verse number 20. "Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." I'm so thankful. There are many other references that we could look at this evening. For sake of time, we'll stop there with looking at the references. But I want you to just rejoice this evening an understanding that as Abram is given this truth, this revelation from God of who God is, he comes after those things, after those events, and in that time when Abram needed to hear this word from God, and Abram receives this first statement, "Fear not, I am thy shield." And we can rejoice in understanding that God is our protector. He's our protection. By the way, no one can protect you like God can protect you. Amen? I'm thankful for that this evening. There are times in which God protects us and we might not even know what He's protecting us from. We're completely blinded and oblivious to it. There are times in which He will allow us to see how He was protecting us. But I see here with Abram, and we understand again the things that we dealt with last week as we finish up the 14th chapter, and how Abram is receiving that revelation from Melchizedek, understanding that God, remember we said that He's the Most High God, He's the possessor of heaven and earth, the first times that those truths are given in the Word of God, and now God comes, and in this vision as He's speaking to Abram, He says, "I am thy shield." And that's encouraging. This evening, we need to be reminded and comforted in knowing that He is our protector. We often speak about the shepherd, and someone said this recently, I don't know much about my responsibilities. He was a pastor, and speaking about the responsibilities of the under-shepherd, he said, "But I know as an under-shepherd I'm supposed to protect." And that is a responsibility. And you understand that as you look at the truth, when the psalmist says to us there in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," and you go through the portion of Scripture and you rejoice in that very familiar passage, you understand that the shepherd, it's not only the provision, but it's the protection of the shepherd. And I'm so thankful that He is our shield. Notice back in Genesis 15, not only does God appear to Abram and say, "Fear not." Listen, Abram, you do not need to be fearful. You don't need to have that spirit of fear. "Fear not, Abram. Here's why. I am thy shield." And then He says this, "And thy exceeding great reward." Now, when we think about that phraseology, and we think about it within the context of what has happened, you remember, as I mentioned to you last Sunday evening, that the king of Sodom came and he said to Abram, "Give me the persons and take the goods." And we find that Abram then said back to the king of Sodom, he says, "I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth." What did he say? "I'm not going to take anything from you, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich." And we dealt with that last week, thoroughly dealt with that. But we come to chapter 15, and of course we understand chapter divisions were put in after, right? And so really it's a continuation, it's ease of us being able to find our place in the Scriptures. But in that context of Abram rejecting that which Sodom, the king of Sodom, had offered him, God appears to him and says, "Fear not, I am thy shield, and I am thy exceeding great reward." See, the king of Sodom was trying to make that deal and trying to give him those things. "You can keep the goods. I want the people." And Abram had gone out, and of course he brought everything back. And so in customary in that particular time, certainly could have kept all of it. But we find that he said, "No, I don't need it." And God then comes and says, "I am thy reward, thy exceeding great reward." And we think about this. No doubt this evening, God rewards His children. No doubt. In fact, a verse that we've quoted often this year with regard to our theme and the subject matter of Hebrews 11 in particular, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So we understand that God rewards His children. But can I tell you that this truth we must grasp with our minds this evening, that He is our reward. He says, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. That I am his and he is mine. Can you imagine that this evening? And remember, contextually, what the enemy wanted to offer Abram. I'm going to give you these goods, but just give me the people. And he says, no, I've lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. And we find that, yes, he is the possessor of heaven and earth. But then he says to Abram, more than being the possessor of heaven and earth, I want you to understand, I am thy exceeding great reward. Do you know how precious it is that God is your Father? I mean, sometimes we trust that Christ is our Savior and I'm a child of God, and maybe we don't pause and really just allow it to really grip our souls. That God's hand of favor and God's blessing and all of those things that He's bestowed upon us, those are great. I'm thankful for them. The psalmist said, He daily loadeth me with benefits, and He does. But He is my exceeding great reward, that I can enter into His presence. We sang tonight in the garden. Tarry with Him. You know, God never says your time's up. You ever have a meeting? The person you're meeting with, they make it kind of obvious it's time for you to leave. Your appointment's over. Your time's up. They have something else to deal with. That never happens with God. We're not on a timer with God. He is our reward. And this evening, we understand, as I dealt with last year in great detail in the book of Ephesians, when Paul is given great truth to the church at Ephesus and understanding the fact that we have an inheritance, and we do, and Peter deals with the inheritance, but we understand that forever and ever, people talk about what is heaven going to be like and what are all of these things going to be like. The fact that I'm going to be with my Redeemer for all of eternity. I understand the streets of gold. I understand all of that which comes with it. But the reality this evening is that God says to Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And as God would reveal these truths to Abram in Genesis 15 and verse number 1, I can't help but consider, as I've titled the message this evening, a memorable greeting. Can you imagine? I mean, later on, I understand there are many, you could say, well, memorable greeting number one, number two, number three, because there's a lot of times that God speaks to Abram and there's some amazing things. When He reveals Himself as being El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, I mean, what a powerful truth. But I wonder this evening, if we can put ourselves in Abram's shoes just for a moment tonight, and if we can be there in those circumstances and hear those words from God, fear not, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Abram, I'm all that you need. I'll take care of you, Abram. I am the God of the universe, the possessor of heaven and earth. He's revealed Himself that way just a few verses before. And this evening, as the people of God, as the children of God, as we look at the whole of Scripture and we understand that we've been adopted in the family of God, what a joy to know that we don't have to fear. Why? Because He's our shield, my buckler. He's my protector, the protection. As a father, as a husband, I understand the role and the desire to want to protect my family. But you understand that God is able to do so much greater. And I just sit back and I just rejoice that God is my shield. He's my protector. And therefore, I don't need to fear. And He's my exceeding great reward. This evening, someone has said this, I don't know who said it. When all you have is Jesus, you find out all you really need is Jesus. And what I'd say to you this evening is that there are times in this world that we get so influenced by those around us that we think that we need to get things to bring some kind of satisfaction. But understanding tonight that God is our exceeding great reward, I don't need anything but Him. And when I have Him, and I do because I'm His child, I have everything that I need. In the New Testament, the Bible tells us that He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He's blessed us immeasurably. But let us not get our eyes strictly on the blessings, but on the one who gives the blessings. Amen? Because He's my God. He's my shield. He's my exceeding great reward. What a greeting. I can't help but think the context of Genesis 15, I couldn't preach it all this evening, but the context of Genesis 15 is powerful. And to just think about those words in this greeting, this introduction to this chapter, how it must have impacted and influenced Abram, and how it must have comforted him. And this evening, I hope that we'd understand, God knows where we are. He knows what we're dealing with. He knows what we're going through. He knows what the circumstances of life are. But He still comes and says, "Fear not, for I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Father, we love You. We thank You for loving us. Thank You for the Word of God. The truth that is contained therein. Divine revelation. As we study this book of Genesis, we see many references, first mention principles. God, I'm so thankful that You saw the state, the condition of Your servant Abram. In a vision, You spoke to him. You gave him these powerful truths. And this evening, by way of extension, as we understand that just as You were Abram's shield, that You're our shield, You're our protector, You're our helper, our God. Just as You were His exceeding great reward, what a joy to know, as the songwriter said, "I am His and He is mine. Now I belong to Jesus." So thankful for what was made possible at Calvary. God, I pray this evening that You would help each of us to be satisfied with Jesus, to understand that nothing is going to bring peace like You will. Help us to, yes, rejoice and thank You for the blessings, but help us not to be so focused upon the blessings that we forget about the One giving the blessings, and understanding that You are our great, exceeding great reward. As we have a few moments of invitation, I pray that You'd speak to hearts, Lord. Help us tonight to be encouraged. Help us to be comforted. No doubt there are in the room tonight, even with those that are watching on live stream, there are many circumstances that Your people are facing. But to just rest in knowing that You're aware of it, I pray, God, that You'd work. Well, thank You for it. In Christ's name we pray. Would you stand with me?